Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news.
Two big blasts were heard early this morning in Holiday after police say they learned about some old dynamite in a home.
That dynamite is being detonated as a precaution. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the latest. Adam?
Amanda, this started late last night near 6200 South, 2300 East, when authorities say a homeowner found what they described as a lot of ancient dynamite passed down through the family. Fire crews said they could not move it safely out of the home, so just hours ago they did a controlled detonation with it still inside. That's the sound of that detonation taking place. Hundreds of nearby people were evacuated to a nearby elementary school while they did this, but the hope is that they can go home in the next couple of hours or so. Fire crews say there was no malicious intent here. We'll bring you updates throughout the morning. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The American Red Cross of Utah is also in Holiday this morning, ready to help anyone who needs a place to stay because of the explosive detonation. Overnight, they used Oakwood Elementary School at Highland Drive as a place for people to stay while police did their work.
A fire at one of the biggest egg producers in the Mountain West killed thousands of chickens and pulled firefighters from miles away. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, 120,000 chickens are gone. That's the estimate from Cache County Fire District Marshal Jason Wynn, who says a combined team of firefighters from Logan and Idaho managed to isolate the fire to a single barn. Wynn says his team arrived after the fire ignited around 4 p.m. yesterday, and they saw fire poking through the fallen roof of a tinted wood chicken coop. The real problem was getting water to the barn and then getting it inside. Wynn tells KSL TV there are no hydrants at the location, and his team was using heavy machinery to pry apart wreckage and allow fire hoses to douse the flames. This one location, not the barn but the whole location, produces 1 million eggs per day. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
At this point, it's not known if or how much the egg farm fire could impact egg availability and prices in the area. Oakdale sells their eggs in 11 states, including various grocery stores here in Utah.
KSL's top national stories now. The foreign aid and TikTok ban bill package passed in the Senate last night. After the vote, China offered little to no reaction. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin just referred to a statement he issued last month.
My colleagues and the spokesperson of the Ministry of Commerce have previously made clear China's principled position and the U.S. Congress passage of the bill on TikTok, which you may refer to.
The Biden administration and several members of Congress consider TikTok a security threat because of China's policy that requires companies to share collected data with the government.
The Supreme Court will hear a key abortion case today.
It's the first major test of state abortion ban since the Dobbs decision 2 years ago. The question is whether federal law requiring emergency rooms to offer stabilizing treatment preempts state laws banning abortion. The case comes from Idaho, where the law allows abortion only to save the life, but not the health, of the mother.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy will be covering the case for us throughout the day.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says thanks but no thanks to the calls for him to be Harvard University's next president. HuffPost senior politics reporter Igor Bobik posted Romney's response on social media saying, "One way to end the demonstrations on campus would be to name me the president of Harvard, because then the demonstrations would be about getting rid of President Romney."
Yeah, long shot that a Republican would be heading up Harvard for sure. All right, let's see what the roads look like to start the morning. Say good morning to Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, and so far we're starting off in pretty good shape. There's supposed to be a crash at the northbound 1570 200 South off-ramp, so that's from the collector, not the main flow on I-15 in Midvale. But that's the only thing so far. Road conditions are good and speeds seem good so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
An Ogden man is accused of deleting time card data for hundreds of people. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live to explain. Michael?
Amanda, 22-year-old Justin James Garcia used to work for global automotive supplier Autoliv before he was fired late last summer for time card fraud. The next day, a manager discovered the data for 200 employees, including Garcia, had been deleted. The investigation later laid down the charges. The stunt cost Autoliv $12,000 and 2 months' worth of payroll information getting erased. Garcia will appear in court this June. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Back in September, Rudy Norlander was attacked by a grizzly bear in Montana. He was later treated at the University of Utah, and he tells KSL TV he recently had a reunion with the staff who cared for him.
I wanted to come out and say hi and thank you again, and and a lot of times they don't get to see through the laster, they're gone.
Norlander had four surgeries, including a complete upper jaw reconstruction.
Park City leaders say it's time to start planning an Olympic-sized party.
The Winter Olympics of 2034 are almost 10 years away, but rumors abound that leaders in Park City may be planning to celebrate as early as the 2025 fiscal year that conveniently starts in July. Part of the reason that's significant is that the International Olympic Committee may announce that Salt Lake City has won the 34 Winter Games on July 24th. The park record reports $15,000 for a celebration is a potential item in the spending plan on tomorrow's Park City Council agenda. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
We're getting more details about Disney's plan to bring blue milk to the masses.
What is Obi-Wan comes looking for?
During the dinner scene on Tatooine, Luke poured a cup of blue milk, and the rest is history. Blue milk has become part of the Star Wars canon as much as Jedis, droids, and the Force. In the Star Wars universe, blue milk comes from the female Bantha, a beast of burden throughout the galaxy. In 2019, Disney began offering blue milk drinks at Galaxy's Edge in both Disneyland and Disney World.
If you like something sweet and cold, this would be a nice refreshing drink.
Even the original Luke Skywalker had an opinion.
That's much better than the one I had in the movie.
Now fans can bring blue milk home. True Moo is distributing the dairy product around the country. It's available now, less than 2 weeks before Star Wars Day on May the 4th. The at-home product differs from the $8 option at the Disney parks. While Galaxy's Edge makes it as a fruit-flavored smoothie, the True Moo version contains low-fat milk flavored with vanilla and sugar. Vitamins A and D have been added, and it has about the same calories and fat content as low-fat chocolate milk. I'm Kevin Carr.
Oh, I will be buying some if I see it.
You haven't been to Disneyland, so you wouldn't know they don't have or what that blue milk is like there.
I've been, but it's been so many years ago. It's been since, well.
Were you a kid?
No, I wasn't. I was a kid when I went to Disney World.
Yeah.
And then I went twice as an adult to Disneyland.
Oh, well. Yeah, they do serve it back there on Galaxy's Edge, where Star Wars land exists.
My family and I are going, I think it's really fun. They're bringing back some of the Star Wars movies to the theater on May the 4th.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you.
So we're going to see, I think it's episode 1 on May the 4th.
Yeah, good.